This is Heidi Sorensen, and I wanted to share a few hacks for homeschooling. Homeschooling hacks. All right. So, for me, it has to be simple. If it's a program that I've got to do a lot of prep work, I know it's just going to not work. It's going to fall flat on its face. So, for me, it's got to be really easy to implement and not a lot of prep work beforehand. Also, some examples are like Susan Weisbauer's Writing with Ease. Really easy to follow. I love the simplicity and her idea, her theory behind it. Anything Susan Weisbauer, I'm a fan. I think she's great. Also, I like to monthly do a scripture that we memorize and a poem, usually a Shakespearean quote. A song, usually a president as well. Learn a little bit about him. We've memorized up to, let's see. Well, Walker has like, oh, let's see. He's halfway through the memorizing of the presidents. But, yeah, so what I'll do is the beginning of the month, I'll go through. If they have any ideas of things that they want to memorize, then we do that. Otherwise, let's see, this month it's November. So I found a poem on Thanksgiving, and it's actually a song and a poem, so it's a combination. We're doing Over the River and Through the Woods. You might be familiar with it, but there's a song, so it's a little bit longer, and I think that it'll be easy to memorize because it's put to a tune. We're doing a quote from Henry V. Last month was October, and we memorized Weird Sisters, Hamlet, what is it? Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burns and cauldron bubble. That was a fun one to memorize. And, yeah, I'll have two copies. One I put in the car and one I just have with our homeschool stuff. I find it's really convenient when we're driving down the road to have one of the kids say in the poem and we're memorizing it together. And then we're doing scripture this month in Corinthians. I think it's 1 Corinthians 16:34 maybe, and it's about giving thanks to God who gives us grace. So yeah, that's what we like to do with the presidents. They have like a 60-minute YouTube blurb on each president, so usually we'll start with that. They're pretty fun. And learn more about them, maybe what their main accomplishments were or things that they were famous for. So that's one thing. I just, if I have set things that each month I do, the idea is I don't recreate things every month. I have a few set things. We're also doing a habit out of Stephen Covey's Habits for Children, so highly effective kids or something, but it's a picture book. And there are just little stories, and each has like habit number one, number two, number three. We're on the third habit. And so we'll talk about that and look for ways to do that habit. We also set a book that we want to read, and this is all on that paper, so I don't have to remember it. I write it down. It's there. And we're finishing up the book Little Britches by Ralph Moody. That is a fantastic book. So we'll finish that one and then see what the kids want to do next. So what else? What other hacks do I want to tell you about? Really keep it simple. Don't forget to do the fun stuff. I think that's the balance of the challenge and the balance of homeschooling is doing the things that are engaging and also getting some more challenging stuff done. So, signing off.